In the Mass today of St. Peter's Chains, twice we pray to our Lord to loose us from the chains of our sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Chains. If you think of it, it's a curious thing to celebrate, isn't it? Chains. Oh, there are enough chains in any church, but most of them we wouldn't celebrate. I mean the chains of our sins, which clunking and clanking we carry into church with us week after week. What are you going to do about them? How are you going to get rid of them? I have an idea or two today. But there are other chains we don't want to get rid of, which we honor as a precious relic of God's power and of his mercy. For Catholics who follow the unchanged Roman Missal of Pope St. Pius V, we have today this great feast of the relics of St. Peter's Chains. For those who are part of the Novus Ordo and still have a Latin Mass, they wouldn't have today's feast anymore, because what's called the John the 23rd Missal abolished the feast days of relics. But for us, for Catholics, relics are still very important. Chains, you might say that all this weekend we have a sort of a corridor of chains. So we should think about them. On Friday, the church went to ancient Persia, Iran today, for two saints, Abdon and Senan. They so venerated the relics of the martyrs that they risked their own lives and fortunes to bury their bodies. They were taken in chains to Rome. There they spat on the idols, and they were put to death for their faith. Yesterday, Saint Ignatius came, the founder of the Jesuits. When he was converted, as an act of penance, he would wear chains about himself with sharp points. And at the very start of his career, he was a kind of an itinerant lay preacher. The Holy Inquisition was suspicious of him in Spain, and he was arrested in Salamanca. Some friend of his wrote to commiserate with him, but he told him, no, he said, the whole city of Salamanca doesn't have enough fetters or manacles or chains for me to wear for the love of Jesus. He was happy to suffer for his name. Today's feast day comes exactly a week after St. James the Greater. Remember how Herod Agrippa had St. James arrested and then beheaded to please the Jews at Passover, the year 44 AD. This made him enormously popular in the polls with the Jews, and so he thought he would arrest St. Peter too, but God had other plans. Therefore, when he was arrested, the church, the epistle today says, persevered in prayer for him night and day. And an angel came at night, and he struck off the chains, and Peter was now free. These are the chains that have always been preciously kept. Today is actually the anniversary day of the dedication of their church, built on one of the seven hills of Rome. Chains. Are they good or are they bad? St. Ignatius would say they are indifferent. It depends on how you use your chains. It is a good thing to honor relics and to remember the remarkable truths of our Catholic history. It is a good thing to restrain, say, violent criminals, or to protect your property from vandals or thieves. But it is an even better thing to bind yourself willingly to serve God and the Mother of God by a true holy slavery, as St. Louis de Montfort teaches. A saint of modern times, one of our patron saints of youth, is St. Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin. He lived in the 19th century in Italy, And as a very enthusiastic young novice of the Passionist Order, the Passionist Fathers used to be very strong here in Cincinnati before the changes, why, he asked permission, and you had to get permission to do it, to wear some of those chains, such as Ignatius wore, which they didn't really break the skin, but they were a penance, they hurt. And the novice master said, no, you can't do that. Well, he made the mistake, as children sometimes will, of asking a second time. And this time, the novice master said, ha, chains, is it? What you need to chain, my boy, is your will. I'll tell you what, he said, you wear the chains on the outside of your cassock. And of course, he looked very silly. But it was to teach him a lesson that we all have to learn sooner or later, to chain our will, to chain our heart to God and God alone. If we pray that freedom, the striking off of chains, will come to us, if we pray, surely, for Holy Mother Church, daily, and with great devotion, the church which is so chained by Satan's scheming, by the heresies of modernism and all of the rest, will emerge free, and freed too will be the chain of that which surround the chair of Peter and the Vatican Hill itself. Remember the truth of the gospel just now sung, the gates of hell will never prevail against the Catholic Church. What does that mean? Especially in the light of what's happening in the world for so long now? It means this, the Catholic Church and a true Catholic Pope could never, ever promulgate any decree which is injurious to God's glory or harmful to man's salvation. And after all, if people come to the traditional Latin Mass, it's because when you get right down to it, we're all in agreement that the modern Mass is wrong somehow and harmful to God's glory, to man's faith. I suppose there are many disagreements about how this works out in the light of canon law and common sense and all of the rest concerning the See of Peter. But what I want to tell you today is that you must be careful never to be so caught up with the question of the chains around the Vatican and the Catholic Church as to forget your own. You won't be responsible for those questions, but you are responsible for your own soul. How can we get God, finally, to forget all of those chains we have so assiduously forged for ourselves over the years by our sins? Why? He forgives them. If we ask, he forgives them. And the only limit to our being loosed from these chains, the slavery of sin, is the limit we place on it in forgiving our neighbor. One writer wrote recently that you love God as much as you love your worst enemy. Poor God, he's not much loved anymore today, is he? But even that terrible chain, God has the power to strike off from you and to set you free. It was St. Peter, interestingly enough, because he's the saint who is made by forgiveness, who asks our Lord once in the scriptures, Lord, how many times should I forgive my neighbor? And he thought he was doing well to say, up to 7 times? Have any of you actually forgiven the same person 7 times in a row? Well, you have, I'm sure, if you're married. But I mean, aside from that, but that does count. And our Lord stopped and he said to him, Peter, do the math. No, it's not 7 times. It's 70 times 7 times. Our prayer is going to be answered. When you stand to pray, our Lord said this on Palm Sunday, according to St. Mark. When you stand to pray, forgive if you have aught against any man, that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your sins. How do you get rid of the chains of your sins? Forgive your neighbor. Now, Peter has saint, S-T period, in front of his name. For all of his failings, he became an infallible pope because he was forgiven time and time again. When his faith failed, walking on water, he starts to sink. When he tried to persuade our Lord right after today's gospel, a verse or two later, he tries to persuade our Lord not to go to Jerusalem and die for our sins. And our Lord says, "Get thee behind me, Satan, thou savorest not the things that are of God." Again, his human weakness. He means well, but he doesn't understand, not yet. And finally, on Holy Thursday night, he denies our Lord forthrightly three times, "I know not the man." And each time, for his human moral failings, such as have we all, popes or priests or laymen, each time he asks for and he receives forgiveness from God, as may you. But if you can't loose those chains you carry wrapped so tightly and locked, padlocked, all around your heart, if you can't lose the resentment against someone who has hurt you deeply and unjustly, must you leave church today chained still? No. That's the point. What is impossible for men is possible with God. We're praying, that's all. We're just praying, all of us, to be loosed from the chains of our sins, to bind and to loose. That's Peter's prerogative, isn't it? "Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven." Jesus gave the keys to Peter. So pray to him today. See if one of them doesn't fit the lock on your own heart. Forgiveness will unlock all of its chains. It will make all of that resentment and all of that regret, it will make it a relic, your own personal relic, of the power of prayer and of St. Peter's intercession. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.